New apps support terrorist attacks. Stay tuned for UNnews. August 2010, Paterson, New Jersey. The most ancient traditions of Islam are going high-tech. Apps already on the market help determine when an imam would have seen the crescent moon, starting the holy month of Ramadan this week. Others tell the user which way to turn to face Mecca and when it is time to pray. Now, a new cell phone app called iVirgin helps Muslims contemplating a suicide attack view some or all of the 86 virgins they hope to meet in the afterlife. The app promises to be lucrative, said Zinur Tabaksi, who runs a religious book and gift shop here.
With over 3 million iPhones already sold, organized Islam stands to make big, big money on this new way to reach out and touch oneself, even if it puts Apple in an awkward spot.
Islam never has been at odds with innovation, said Mr. Tabaksi.
Islam is not against technology. We were the first to adopt a passenger aircraft to further the goals of our faith. Our use of improvised explosive devices, IEDs, further prove our eagerness to adopt and adapt.
The 9/11 terrorists famously spent their last night on Earth in Portland, Maine, before proceeding to Boston and their destiny, and their activities that evening were not exactly devout. Says Mr. Tabaksi,
Islamic scholars say that the new IAP could have helped them privately focus on their goal while maintaining a more appropriate outward appearance.
Various Islamic scholars differ on the number of virgins promised to successful jihadists, and some believe that a faithful translation is not virgins at all, but raisins. To date, there is no IAP that lets the prospective terrorist view raisins on his grape-sized screen.
For this news report, this has been your Middle Eastern correspondent Mordeo, reminding you that you are all infidel dogs and you will all burn in hell.